When you do that, you get a formula that looks like this. A little bit complicated looking maybe, but you get some formula for the frequency in terms of k. This is the dispersion relationship. And if you plot it, you get a solution that looks like the one we found before, and now a second band at higher frequencies. And these two bands are coming from this plus and minus here. So one of them, the one with the plus sign, is the higher band, and the one with the minus sign is this lower band. So at low frequencies, the ones we can hear, that's near k equals zero, there's a constant speed of sound. And then the frequencies increase up into the terahertz, and the dispersion relationship hits the Brillouin zone boundary at 90 degrees. Then there's a band gap, and a second band appears at higher frequencies. And these frequencies are in the infrared. This lower band is called the acoustic branch, and the upper one is called the optical branch. So they're not optical frequencies that we can see. It's not visible light. It's in the infrared. But this one, because when you do experiments here, you typically use lasers and lenses and optical components. And if you do experiments down here, it's more like the type of experiments that you use with sound waves. You've got some transducer that's putting some wave in, like in an ultrasound measurement. You would use acoustic equipment, and up here you use optical equipment. And so there's a band gap that depends, the size of this band gap depends on the difference in the masses between the two atoms in the chain.